Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola, I'm John Hutchinson, sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Text us if you've got a thought or want to join the conversation, 850-437-1620. So, John, Southwest Airlines is making some changes, and I don't like them.
I don't either.
But they didn't ask me, or apparently didn't ask you either, or any other frequent flyers. For as long as I can remember, they promoted the selling point that two bags fly free, which was great. No charge for checking up to two bags. And I always checked a bag because of that.
Right.
And, you know, in fact, they even trademarked the phrase bags fly free. And I've never had two bags, even when I flew to Europe. So that's never been an issue. But they've announced now they're going to start charging for bags starting May 28th. So that's not good.
No.
You're going to see a lot of more people carrying stuff on. And that's always a zoo anyhow. People try and get their whole half their living room and their whole bedroom in the overhead.
In the overhead bin,
yeah. Well, that's just going to get worse now because now they're going to charge for bags. So,
you're going to just end up being like everybody else.
That's the thing,
you know.
And you know, in a business like airlines, where everything is the same, the planes look the same, the seats look the same, the stewardess look the same, the airports look the same. You have to really be unique to stand out. Mm-hmm. And Southwest was. With this two bags fly free charge, no charge, but they're changing that now, and I think it's a mistake. But that's not all. They're also ditching the open seating, which I love.
Oh, I love that too.
Yeah, right now, 24 hours before your flight, you check in on your phone, and it's kind of a first come first serve basis. They tell you what your place in line is going to be.
Right.
Then you get to the airport and you line up, and that's how you get on the plane in that sequence. And so you walk on the plane, and you can sit anywhere you want. And I love the competitive nature of that because I'm a competitive guy. So 24 hours before the flight, I've got an alarm set on my phone, and I'm counting down. And when it gets to exactly 24 hours, I check in.
I do the exact same thing.
Yeah, and so I get a really good number. I'm usually never less than A5. And that way, when I walk on the plane, I know where I want to sit, and that seat's mine. Well, they're taking that away, too. So the two very reasons I flew Southwest are now gone, and now they're going to be just like any other airport, and that's very disappointing. Of course, they're doing it for money. They hope to generate in the neighborhood of about $1 billion in new revenue. But I think a lot of people are going to shop around to other airlines because they've lost their uniqueness, and uniqueness in the marketplace in a market that's very plain and very alike is a good thing. So real quick, how did Southwest get to Pensacola? Back in the mid-90s, Delta was the only airline we had. They charged $800 to fly to Atlanta. It was terrible. So we started a campaign to get Southwest here. Well, we weren't real successful because we weren't a big enough market. But we did get AirTran to come to Pensacola. And that was good because the day AirTran came, Delta's rates from Atlanta went from $800 to $200.
Nice.
There was no trying to hide that.
Right.
But then Southwest bought AirTran, and that's how Southwest got here. But we got AirTran here. They said if you can raise $1 million in prepaid tickets, we'll come to Pensacola. So the chamber had a committee chaired by myself and Buzz Ritchie, and we went out and got $1 million in pledges from businesses that they could cash in to fly AirTran.
That is awesome. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and then we went back to AirTran and said, here we go. We got $1 million worth of vouchers from all these businesses. You come to Pensacola, and they'll cash them in. And they did, and the people cashed them in, and people were so glad just to get that $200 fare rather than paying $800.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm John Hutchison, filling in for Andrew McKay. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to go to John Pickens with traffic on the 5s.
That's right. Seeing no accidents right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. And not seeing anything on 98. That's actually looking really good this morning through Navarre. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Get your tickets to Pass a Good Time, New Orleans style, at the Sasebon WSRE Wine and Food Classic on Saturday, March 29th. This year's event will let the good times roll with celebrity chef John Besh and the big easy sounds of Corey Ledé Zydeco on the WSRE Amos Studio stage. Enjoy Creole-inspired cuisine at the Walkabout Tasting and cast a vote for your favorite local chef. Go to WSRE.org/events for tickets and event details.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jimmy Petronas is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Petronas has done a tremendous job as CFO. Petronas has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state, but we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run, and you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I'm the king of the jungle, they call me the Tiger Man.
Sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. We're informative, local, and dependable. Thank you for joining us. Now, was that I'm an LSU Tiger? Was that song directed at me, John?
I have no recollection of the event in question, sir.
Okay. Well, we're glad you joined us, whether you're a Tiger man or not. So we appreciate you listening to us this day and every day. Hey, so have you had the measles? Measles are very contagious. If one person gets the measles and they come in contact with 20 people, 19 of those people will get the measles. That's how contagious the measles are, unless you've been vaccinated, of course. So vaccines have changed over the years. So health officials are now saying, giving us some guidelines on who needs to get a new vaccine, because we have had a measles outbreak. There's been one in Texas, about 300 cases. We've even had a couple of cases here in Florida. So here's what they say. If you were born before 1957, the chances are you've had the measles, and I fit in that category.
Before?
Before 1957.
After 1957?
Well, I'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, okay. I was like, before?
If you were born before 1957, first of all, you're old, okay? And second of all, the chances are that you had the measles and you were infected, and I was, because there was no vaccine then, you just got the measles. So that means that the good news is that means you're immune now. So you had brothers. I had four brothers. One of them got the measles. So my mother put us all in the same room together. So we would all have the measles at the same time. Now, doesn't that sound
pretty smart? Well, actually, I'm like, just get it over with. Let's
that's
go.
That's exactly her point. She had five kids, and she didn't want to do one at a time. Y'all all get the measles at the same time. We'll give all the medicine at the same time.
I love it.
And you can all suffer at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we all had the measles at the same time, put us in the same room. And it does sound kind of cruel, but people did that back in the day. But anyhow, so if you're born before 1957, you're good. If you were born between 1957 and 1967, you should get another shot. The vaccine during those years, they say, was not very effective. Now the measles are coming around again. Yeah. If you were born after 1967 and got the standard schedule of back then of two measles shots, you should be fine. If you did not, then talk to your doctor about your risk. If you're curious, talk to your doctor anyhow. Let them know. If you don't remember if or not you had the shot, a lot of people got them as babies, as infants, and don't have that shot record, talk to your doctor and see. And I know people these days are concerned about getting vaccines because of COVID. You know, I got two COVID shots, and I had COVID twice.
Wow.
So I understand that. But we have a long history with the success of the measles vaccine, so don't be shy. If you've not had the vaccine, go get the vaccine and get the shot. Okay. All right. Tomorrow, early voting starts in Escambia County. There's just one race. We're voting on a replacement for Matt Gaetz. He, of course, resigned to be appointed attorney general. That didn't happen. So that seat is open, and it's going to be filled starting with early voting tomorrow. It's the first congressional district, represents the western end of the Florida Panhandle. We had the primaries a month or so ago. Jimmy Patronis, state CFO, won the Republican primary, very handily, by the way, and Gay Valamont qualified to run as a Democrat. And also we've got Stephen Broden with no political affiliation who's going to be on the ballot as well. If you're in Santa Rosa County, you're also going to be some candidates on the ballot for the Florida House seat number 3, so look for that. But tomorrow starts early voting. Get out and vote. It's a very Republican district, and the history of that district tells a little bit different story. It's been in existence since 1875, Congressional District 1, 150 years. The Democrats, of those 150 years, the Democrats have controlled that district for 109. We've had a Democratic representative. So the last Democrat to hold the seat was actually Earl Hutto, who served from 79 to 95. He was a fine gentleman, a great statesman, and it was a shame that he resigned or had to term out. But since then, it's been held by conservative Republicans. Joe Scarborough succeeded Earl Hutto. Yes, he used to be a conservative Republican. But Joe quit, and I don't know where he went. I don't know. He just disappeared. So I don't know where Joe Scarborough is. But Joe Scarborough held it first, and then Jeff Miller, and then, of course, Matt Gaetz. So it's been Republican since 1995. I think Patronus is probably going to win easily, but Gay Valamont has raised around $7 million.
Wow.
Yes, a lot of out-of-town money. These special elections that are coming up, the Democrats are going to put a lot of money into it. They want to flip the seat. They want to flip the House. And the fact that Patronus does not live in the district bothers some folks. By the way, that's not a requirement to run for Congress. You don't have to live in a district that you want to represent.
I think that you should. Because you're representing them, but you don't know their needs if you don't live there.
Yeah. You're closer to your constituents. You can listen to them. You can hear them better. He says he's going to move into the district. He's not from far away. He's from Panama City. But that is an issue. He's running because Trump told him to, and he's being a good lieutenant. But I think that bothers some people that he doesn't live in the district, and so he may lose a few votes from that, even though in the primary it was not even close. I don't think the Democrat will win, but it would send a shiver up the Republican spine if it did, particularly nationally. There's only a 3-seat majority in the House right now. So if they take one of those back, that's a good start into the midterms that are coming up. Midterms, typically the party in power usually loses some seats, and that would be the Republicans. They don't have many seats to lose right now. So early elections, early voting starts tomorrow. Get out and vote. I think it's too late to request a mail-in ballot. So go to your polling place, vote for the candidate of your choice. And make sure you vote. That's really important.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have you can't complain if you don't vote.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, but people complain anyhow.
I know.
All right, let's go to John with traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, 24/7 support. That's Generator Source. www.traffic.com. No accidents still to let you know about. Traffic is flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110, even Highway 29 and 90 are looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Hey, Florida legislature's in session. Hide the children.
hide the children.
Hide the children. We just say hide your women and hide the children. The legislature's in town. So lots of bad things could happen. If they never passed another law, I think it would be okay. But anyhow, the legislature's in session. There's a bill called the Fallen Tree Act that's been filed in the Florida legislature. Let me explain that because I've got some questions about it. Right now, if your tree, a tree in your yard or a big tree limb, falls on your neighbor's house, it's his responsibility to fix things. His insurance covers that, his roof, his windows, whatever happens. Your neighbor can trim any limbs that extend over his property line, so it works both ways. If his tree falls on your house, you pay. If your tree falls on his house, he pays.
And this is the current law?
This is the current
law. Okay.
That's the way it is right now. But the Fallen Tree Act would make you liable if your tree falls on a neighbor's house. And it would make him liable if his tree falls on your house. And, you know, when you just say that, it sounds fair. Yeah? But I want to think about that for a minute because, first, I think a lot of trees are going to get cut down because of this. Right now, I know if a tree falls on my house, my insurance pays for it. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's my tree or his tree. It falls on my house, my insurance pays for it. And my question is, will my insurance pay to have my neighbor's house fixed if my tree falls on it? See what I'm saying? My insurance company is going to say, well, we don't cover his house. Yeah, but now the legislature's made it a law that I'm liable if my tree falls on his house. So now I got to pay. So what am I going to do? I'm going to cut that tree down. So I think you're going to see a lot of trees cut down. The insurance companies have to weigh in on this too. So his insurance company could say, hey, it's not my responsibility. My insurance company could say, we don't cover your neighbor's house. And so I'm wondering what problem they're trying to fix if it's not insurance related. Because right now it works pretty good. It all evens out. Half the trees fall on your house, half the trees fall on your neighbor's house, and insurance covers the houses, not the trees. So, and then what if it's not a tree? What if it's just a large limb? A large limb, we have hurricanes, you know, you get a mangle of trees. You don't know whose tree is who, whose limb is who. And a large limb can do as much damage as a tree. So if there's trees down in your yard, trees down in your neighbor's yard, how are you going to tell whose tree limb belonged to who and whose tree limb did what damage? So I just see a lot of legal conundrums here, and I think that's really unnecessary when there's really no problem to fix, unless you're trying to limit insurance liabilities, which I wonder about because insurance companies can come out only covering half the trees that fall. So please, leave well enough alone with this one, okay? Yeah. All right, sorry for that. All right, let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. President Trump has now officially signed an executive order to dismantle the Department of Education, which was first created by President Carter in 1979. The White House says test scores for kids have been in decline for years now, and they say it's time to see education be returned to the individual states. Education Secretary Linda McMahon will have to get congressional approval to officially abolish that department. There is a report out from the New York Times saying Elon Musk is being briefed on the U.S. military's plan for a potential war with China. That would give Musk access to top military secrets and greatly expand his role as an advisor to President Trump. Experts say it could potentially create a conflict of interest as well. And speaking of Elon Musk, Tesla owners are a little bit concerned. You mentioned this last hour, I believe. But there is an online map that has surfaced on the internet, which is showing locations of Tesla owners. This includes their home addresses. This comes as activists have been vandalizing Teslas and Tesla dealerships all across the country. This map apparently also shows the details of Tesla dealerships and members of the Trump administration team.
Thank you, David. We'll be back after news.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. A federal judge, James Boasberg, says the Trump administration is evading its obligations by twice ignoring a request for more information on the deportation flights to El Salvador.
Boasberg says instead of giving the information he wanted, the government gave a six-paragraph declaration from an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office in Texas. The declaration notified the court that cabinet secretaries are considering whether to invoke state secrets privilege, which allows the government to withhold certain information because of national security concerns.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Hearing is scheduled for today at 2:30 Eastern Time. President Trump moving to dismantle the Department of Education.
People have wanted to do this for many, many years, for many, many decades. And I don't know, no president ever got around to doing it, but I'm getting around to doing it.
A Reuters poll showed 65% of voters oppose the move. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now it is 38 degrees. We've got clear skies in Pensacola. And good news for Pensacola tourism, a record 2.5 million visitors last year. That means a total economic impact of over $2 billion for the local economy.
There's 18,700 jobs that are supported here through our local tourism economy. And that's a big part of why we do what we do. We want to bring visitors in. They're bringing new money into the county. And from that, we're able to grow. And we see that in our restaurant offerings. We see that in how well the airport is doing.
That's Visit Pensacola President and CEO Darren Schaefer, who says there is a 2% rise in tourism from 2023 to 2024. And an unprecedented $22 million collected in local option in tourism development tax. He says that equates to over $500 per household that residents don't have to pay in tax. As the number of tourists continue to grow on Pensacola Beach, there are continuing discussions about parking solutions there, such as possibly parking garages. Well, a convicted killer is dead after being executed at the Florida State Prison. State officials say Edward James died last night. The 63-year-old was convicted of killing a woman and her 8-year-old granddaughter in Seminole County back in 1993. The execution was carried out after the Supreme Court rejected James' lawyer's request for a stay of execution. This is the second execution carried out in Florida this year. The next is set for April 8th. Education advocates are discussing the potential impacts of dismantling the Department of Education. Andrew Spahr is the president of the Florida Education Association. He says it could hit needy students the most.
You have a child with special needs, your child's individualized education plan, the IEP, could be impacted. Not to mention students who attend before school programs, after school programs, enrichment programs.
The department sends billions of dollars per year to schools for vulnerable students. It also oversees $1.6 trillion in federal student loans. Closing the department completely does require an act of Congress. Well, it's that time of year. Spring breakers are headed to the beach in search of a reprieve from the long winter.
Well, think about spring break, you know, back in the 80s and 90s. There was a lot of Fort Lauderdale was known for it, and Panama City was known for it. While we have our share of spring breakers, it's not something that we were the destination of choice, which we were glad not
right.
to be
oh, yeah,
that
for
destination
sure.
of choice.
Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, he says despite not being the destination of choice, we will still have extra deputies on hand at Pensacola Beach. He says there is a sign on the beach letting Nayers do well know that they'll be arrested if they cause any trouble. Simmons also says patrols around residences are being stepped up to keep an eye out for wild parties in rental homes. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still reporting no accidents right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm really not seeing any delays this morning to hamper your way in. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Well, thank you very much, John. And right now we do have clear skies. It's 38 degrees in Pensacola, 40 reported in Gulf Breeze, 38 in Milton. Our next news is at 7 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. And I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Now look at our pre-opening market report.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, Southwest Airlines says that it'll be looking to reduce staff and ground operations at four airports beginning on June 1st. In a memo sent to employees, the airline said that the Baltimore-Washington International, the LA International, San Jose-Mineta International, and Hollywood-Burbank are overstaffed, and the workforce will be arranged based on flight activity. Impacted employees will have an opportunity to remain with the company and apply for open positions in other locations. Now, this comes as the company has made other maneuvers recently, including beginning to charge for checked bags. And the European Union says that it will delay the first round of retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods. The EU says that the tariffs will now go into effect in mid-April, which will allow time for more negotiations. Now, the EU announced tariffs in response to President Trump's decision to put tariffs on aluminum and steel from the EU. On Wall Street, stock futures are pointing lower this after a down day on Thursday. And that is Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
You know, if you've been listening to my show long enough, you've heard me talking about Pensacola Hardware, one of the oldest, 50 oldest companies in the entire United States, the oldest company in the state of Florida, founded before the Civil War, before there were Levi's, like a long time ago, 174 years ago, long. But what you may not hear me talk about a lot is all the different ways in which Pensacola Hardware serves this community. Like, just an example, okay? UWF's Department of Archaeology actually has a whole bunch of supplies that you get at Pensacola Hardware because they work in conjunction with them for things like their gloves that they need or their excavating tools. And of course, they have all of the hardware stuff that you could possibly imagine. Aaron pneumatic tools, fasteners, drill bits, diamond products, decorative concrete compressors. I mean, honestly, they have things that I could read to you are on their inventory list that I have no idea how to use because it's not my area of expertise. But it's theirs. They have been helping people just like you build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for an awfully long time. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware.
At Pinnair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pinnair Credit Union, because at Pinnair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pinnair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pinnair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Dependable, trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. If you're a Boy Scout, you get that. But anyhow, shout out to Troop 77 in Foley, Alabama, where I was a Boy Scout a long time ago. Hey, we've got some text in here, and if you'd like to join the show, just text us at 850-437-1620. This person says, we were talking about the seat being filled by the election, special election. Early voting starts tomorrow to replace Matt Gaetz. And this person says, do you think Trump set Matt Gaetz up to get him to drop his seat in Congress, knowing he would never be selected for the position Trump wanted him in, which was Attorney General? No. And here's why. Trump values more than anything else loyalty. And Matt Gaetz was very loyal to Donald Trump. And Matt Gaetz is controversial just like Donald Trump. So I think they had a common bond there in terms of some people hated him, some people like him. Matt Gaetz was elected by huge majorities every time he ran. And I think Trump valued that, plus he valued that loyalty. But Matt Gaetz never stood a chance being confirmed, I think, in Congress because of the controversy and because of all the chaos he caused in the House. Right or wrong, like it or not, he was a chaos causer just like Donald Trump was. So, no, I don't think he set him up. I just think it was a bridge too far for Matt Gaetz. And so we'll see who fills that seat. I got another text in here. Okay. So I think this guy is the best guest host you've had all week. Okay, thanks, Mom.
I was like, wait a second.
No, my mom's no longer with us, but thank you, whoever that was. I appreciate that. And then somebody else says, hotty toddy, John. Another old Miss fan, John. So that's, you know, one for you.
I know.
I know who that is.
Oh, well thank you. I appreciate that because I feel, you know, alone. LSU, Ole Miss, I mean, you know.
Well,
he hasn't come across the table at me yet.
Oh, no.
I can move faster.
No. You got a basketball team. We didn't have a basketball team this year, so I got nothing to say this time of year. We'll wait till football season. My wife went to Ole Miss, too, so, you know, I got to be careful.
Yes, you do.
I got to be real careful about what I say about Ole Miss, and I like Ole Miss. So thank you for those texts. Please text in 850-437-1620, and we will get you on there. Wait a minute. I got another hottie toddy. I'll drink to that. Hottie toddy. I'll drink to that. Okay, so we got a lot of hottie toddies in here, John, and people are drinking early in the morning, but that's Ole Miss for you, I guess. Okay, all right. Hey, the hurricane season is going to start in June, and early models are really seeing a lot of positive signs for Florida, seeing that we won't see a repeat of last year's hurricane. So that's good. It's early, though. The Colorado State always makes these predictions. They're always wrong. But I'm glad they're thinking wrong on the good side this year. They're saying this year will be a near average or maybe below average, an average of 12 named storms, maybe five hurricanes. I don't know how they figure out it's five or six or seven, but whatever. A near normal season. You know, last year was really, really bad with Helene, Milton, Beryl. Over 300 people were killed and all the damage done up in North Carolina. So we're good. We're due for a normal season, and so we'll look forward to that. All right, Let's go to John Pickens with traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still reporting no accidents to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90 and 98 are all looking good this morning. I'm not really seeing any delays to let you know about, which is good news. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY, terms apply.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our grand caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it just was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one. And we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no, so we looked at the price. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? They said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in Tuesday at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest. They'll be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as they are now offering 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress from the cost of healthcare. Tuesday at 10 with ProHealth on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
One day you'll look to see I've gone.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, filling in for Andrew McKay. This is News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's Friday. Hope you got a great weekend planned. I know I do. I've got some guitar playing I got to go do, so it'll be a fun weekend. So, but thanks for joining us this morning. Right now, we have a very special guest on the phone. It's Al Stubblefield. Al is president of Reentry Alliance of Pensacola, called REAP, R-E-A-P. They help folks who are returning to society from prison. They help veterans who are returning to society. They help homeless people, less fortunate. They help the down and out get back on their feet again. And they do such a great job. I wanted to have Al on this morning to talk about that. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, John. Glad to be here.
Listen, I've known Al for a long time, and my children know his children. And so I know Al's heart. We go to church together. He's a great guy, and he doesn't do this for anything except his love of people. So, Al, I'll give you that on the front end, and we appreciate what you do and what LEAP does. So tell us, take just a minute and tell us some of the services that REAP provides folks who are trying to get back on their feet.
Glad to do that. I have been privileged to be a part of REAP really since its very beginning. In 2013, Judge Casey Rogers and some lawyers created a nonprofit, and it was about the time I retired, and I got involved as the chairman of the board, brought in Rick Dye, a former banker in Pensacola, as the first CEO, and for the last 12 years, whatever that is, we have been doing just what you said. We started off as a Florida nonprofit, providing services, reentry services for men and women coming back from a time in prison, maybe a year, maybe 20 years. And many of them, when they come out, they have to have, particularly if they're on probation, they have to have an address to give that they're going to. And that was a challenge for them. So we got involved, and to date, we have provided reentry services to more than 2,700 men and women, wow. Over 250 a year.
Wow.
That we bring in. We found that if they have stable housing and can get a job, a stable job, you dramatically enhance their potential to not be reincarcerated.
And Al, that's an important point you make there. You know, most people don't think about when people come out of prison. They think, well, you're out of prison now, go back to work. And it is not that simple at all. And people flounder. People get back into the same old habits they were in before, and before you know it, they're back in prison again. So what REAP does is very valuable, not just to the people you help, but to society as well, because it helps make them more productive. I know you offer transitional housing, and tell me about government identification. What does that mean?
I'm not following you.
Don't you help government. Them? Don't you help them get IDs?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we you know, these guys and men and women come out. And many of them have been in prison 10, 15, 20 years. And the state of Florida gives them $50 and a bus ticket to where they want to go and says, go be a good citizen.
Oh, man.
So the ones that really want to turn around their lives and don't want to go back to the gangs they were in and don't want to go back to the lifestyle need a hand up. And then they just need basics like getting an ID and getting on food stamps, knowing how to apply for a job, ways to get around. And so we have a team of caseworkers and incredibly dedicated staff, most or many of whom have been in the system themselves, that come alongside these guys and walk them through the process, pick them up, take them out to the driver's license office, take them to sign in at the sheriff's office if that's something that's required, and get them that first job. And we've got 20, now we have 22 houses located in Escambia and Santa Rosa County that we can plug them into. The average, interesting fact, 10 years ago, the average length of stay that they've stayed with us was about 6 months. Today, it's about 15 months because of the difficulty in finding affordable rental houses to transition into.
Yeah.
And then we, about 4 years ago, your listeners will remember the tent city downtown that was really getting out of hand, and
yes,
such a challenge for our city and county to deal with. And when they asked us, and we got involved in the homeless and dealing with people that just that are living in their cars that don't have a place to go. And today we have four sites that are available for the homeless. The main one being what we call the Maxwell Respite Center at the corner of Maxwell and Palafox, which provides housing, meals, and case management. And on any given night has 80 to 90 residents in it, about 45 of which are children on a typical night.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Al, we're going to take a quick break and go to traffic on the fives, and we'll be right back with you. We're talking with Al Stubblefield with REAP.
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Al didn't mean to interrupt you, but we got to get the traffic in there. John has to earn his keep here. So, so you're talking about the transitional housing, which I think is so important. And housing is a big issue for lots of homeless people and other people as well. But for that transition person coming out, the competition for housing could be overwhelming. So what y'all are doing for housing, I think, is really, really important. Talk a little bit about vocational training. I know you do that as well.
Well, we have caseworkers that work with our reentering citizens as well as the people in our homeless centers. And they, interesting, several of those are, we have six interns from UWF that are working on their master's in social work.
Oh, great.
That put in hours with us every week. And we don't just plug them in and feed them and ignore them. We are constantly working to try to help them find out how to plug back in, both on the homeless side and the reentering side, into society, and how to get that first job and how to be able to afford stable housing. On the reentering side, we plug, many times we'll put two or three of them together, or let's, and say three of you can afford to go in and rent a house together. That one of you, they can never accumulate enough and don't have the credit rating and so forth to be able to get into a house. So we work with them to get those basics, housing, a job, and enough of them together to be able to transition. Yeah. So, and our recidivism rate for our reentering system is around 9%.
Wow.
Which is,
that's incredible.
Tremendously higher than, or better than lower than anything else that we've seen in the state or in the nation.
So, Al, how are y'all funded?
We, for the reentry system, we've worked with the legislature and the Florida Department of Corrections. And when you look at the cost, just what I just talked about, the recidivism and the fewer people that they have going back into the system, where they it cost them $30,000 to $40,000 a year to house an inmate. The Florida legislature has us in every year we get a grant for them. We get about $650,000 from the Florida legislature.
That's excellent. We're talking with Al Stubblefield, who's chairman of the board for REAP, a wonderful local program that's done great. Al, thanks for joining us this morning. If folks want to help, they can look up REAP online. I'm sure you'll take donations and people's time and money. Thanks, Al Stubblefield, for joining us this morning. Now let's go to David Wayne in the news.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays.